to come into this house and praise the Lord. Amen? And I think that's just an awesome thing we can be doing. You know, we've been so blessed, and we forget that we receive so many. We take things for granted. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. You know, tomorrow's going to come, and you know, I don't have to do today. I can just wait until tomorrow. No truth in that. Let's do it today, then you won't have to worry about it tomorrow. Ain't that the truth? Oh, hallelujah. But anyway, I'm ready to get my praise on y'all. Amen. Glad to have Brad back with us today. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, my buddy don't really share a whole lot, but I will say this, from what I've heard, and I heard from a very reliable source, that he got a good report. And that's what we're looking for. Amen.
Amen.
God is good.
Yes.
Amen.
God is
all
doing his
time.
Things. Oh, amen. And
amen.
Brad, it's all good, brother. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Anyway, I'll stop running my mouth.
Well, I'm going to start running mine then. The Lord put it on my heart to remind you, when we come in here to worship him, we come in here to praise him, we come in to hear from him, we don't come in here to sit and grieve about the ones that didn't come.
Amen. That's right.
Now, they're out there. They're floating around. Some of them trying to decide whether or not they're coming back. There's people out there, but we have the goods here.
Amen.
And when we get here and we get together, you know, in the book of, well, in the scriptures, in the Gospels, in Luke, when the prodigal son's father was standing, he saw him coming from far off. I don't believe that prodigal son's father stood there and cried and moaned and groaned because his boy was gone. I believe he was standing there looking for him and said, he's coming home someday.
That's right.
Someday that boy's going to be back here.
That's
and
right.
When he comes back, he's going to be better than us when he left. And when we come in here, we have got to come into the presence of God to experience the glory of God. And let it fall upon us so that when we go out there, the world sees us shining.
Amen.
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 Well, let's get our praise on this morning.
Amen. Go, Dad.
Heart, filling every part of my prayer.
I've never had many moments in my life to where, as being music all my life, that I actually want to write a song. It's always fascinated me where you get your lyrics from. But now, when I sing these songs, like Chris Tomlin, you just can't make up what he writes. It comes from within. You can't make up what he puts on paper. It's fascinating. The song Redeemed, I don't know that guy, but he's been in touch with God. Amen? And you know, I don't know him, but I can tell. It's just like people that don't know you and walk up and meet you, they can tell that you've been in touch with God. It works for all of us. Amen? It's a strong thing. It's awesome. It's awesome. You know, I've had more contact with people this week out working, dealing with being a Christian. And when I say that, I don't mean that in a negative sense. What I mean is, one instance, I had a man that come out and he bought a shaved ice cup. He was sitting there waiting on it. And he looked at me. He said, "Mister, are you a Christian?" I said, "I sure am." He said, "Well, will you pray for my anger issues?" I said, "We sure will." We sat right there. We did our thing. We had to take care of business. I think that's awesome.
Amen.
I think that's awesome. Awesome. I prayed for another lady, and her father sent word back that she wound up having to have surgery, and it's all good. Amen. So, you know, God's working. He's doing his things. And what, you going to say something?
No, I was just going to say, tell him why you did that.
Pardon?
Tell him why I came out there and told him. I mean, we got to work on getting it right. We don't want anything to hinder.
I'm not comfortable, and that's why they wanted me to use the handheld. We're going to practice, and I'll get more comfortable, and we'll be better, okay? Just keep rolling right along. Amen? But, you know, I it's good to be in the house of God, amen?
Amen.
And, you know, regardless to where you're at in church, regardless, you can be at home and you can still have church. Amen.
Amen.
You know,
right.
Just as long as God is included in that. Amen. Hallelujah. I thank this place right here for teaching me so much about the Bible, teaching me the ways, teaching me correctly. I'll always take my hat off to this congregation of people because they didn't hate me in my hour of need. They prayed for me. Amen. And that's what we need to pass on to other people. Don't hate the person. It's okay for you to dislike what they're going through. I can tell you that. You can do that and you can seek the Holy Ghost on it. Amen. But anyway, the God I serve is an awesome God.
Follow, yeah. Be by your side. tell me what you want for my life.
It's yours, oh God, it's yours. Do your will, have your way.
Talking about the words and lyrics to music just a moment ago, and you know, we all go through things, and I'm a parent, and I know what it's like to go through things with your kids. But at the end of the day, when we're sitting around worrying about what they're doing and where they're at, I will tell you this. If you've brought them up in Christ, no matter where they're at, that grounding, that seed is still there. It's somewhere. And I will tell you this from personal experience. They know the rights and wrongs. I can promise you that because I've been out there and I've done this and that. And I do know that regardless to what you're doing, God still loves us, because there's been so many times in my experiences that He's aided me when I wasn't even saved. Now, how is that possible? Because Jesus made us all, is how that's possible. That's how that's possible. We know what we do, and God knows what He does. So, Mom and Dad, rest easy with whatever problems you're dealing with, because Jesus has got this. It's all good. And no matter what it is you're going through, God has got this. Amen? Hallelujah.
Free. So
shake off these heavy chains, wipe away every stain. I'm not who I used to be.
I am redeemed. You know, I want to say something. You know, shaking off chains. You know, in our lives were totally different. You know, he grew up, started making some wrong choices, even though the foundation was in there. And you know what? He got into this and into that. Well, I grew up, and you know, I gave my life to the Lord, but I was in chains. I was in chains of legalism. I was in so much legalism. I missed Wednesday night one time to go see an aunt, and I felt like the accident that happened, that God did it, because I wasn't in church on Wednesday night. Did you know that's chains? When you feel so condemned for not, and have any been there with me? You know, we were in just as much bondage. It was a different type of bondage. You know, I'll never forget when we were walking through a situation and I had to go vote. And the people that were, you know, back then, when I went to vote, and I knew them in there because I had worked with them at the voting place. And everybody that came to the door, they started to tell, oh, look, there's so-and-so, and blah, 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 blah. Or, well, there's so-and-so, blah, 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 blah. Well, I didn't want to go vote that day because there's some stuff going on in the family and everything. And I thought, man, just as soon as I hit the door, they're going to say, oh, there's da-da-da-da. And I tell you what, God got a hold of me and said, you put off that self-righteousness right now. And you get in there and hold your head up because of who you are, not because of anything else. Amen?
Amen.
And that's what we have to do. Amen? All my life I have been called unworthy. Named by the voice of my shame and regret. Oh yeah, but listen. But when I hear you whisper, child, lift up your head. I remember, oh God, you're not done with me yet. I am redeemed. You set me free. So I'll shake off these heavy chains, wipe away every stain. Now I'm not who I used to be.
I am redeemed. You set me free. So I'll shake off these heavy chains, wipe away every stain.
Redeemed through his infinite
and mercy, His child and forever I am.
Come on now.
Redeemed.
That's it.
Redeemed. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed. Redeemed. His child and forever I am.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And it's awesome that we're not redeemed by what we've done. We're redeemed by what Jesus did.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. We can't add anything to it.
He gave us an awesome gift, didn't he? He sure did. You know, it's just a blessing that we're all able to stand and go before the Lord. Because like I said, without his death, without him being willing to die for us, it wouldn't be possible for us to do it this easily. Amen? You know, he walked down that road and made the map, laid it all out for us. All we got to do is accept. Hallelujah. Yes, ma'am.
First of all, I want to thank the Lord. Everything went fine with my surgery. She was happy. She got everything. She says, so no more surgeries. Of course, they sent everything off, but I know God's taking care of that too. But he has, it's like I had this other person, and it's just, it has totally lifted off of me. I know I'm the same weight I've always been, but I feel 100 pounds lighter. I mean, it's just, and the difference in my strength, you know, I still got to slow down here and there, but I am doing things this morning I haven't done in a long time. And I just feel great, and it's God. And, you know, and of course I had a Christian surgeon, and she's believing too, and I just want to praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Woo. Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's awesome when we have that to share, ain't that right? That's right. Heart and flesh may fail. There's an anchor for my soul. I can say it is well. Jesus has overcome, and the grave. I will rise. one day in a jail cell. I got off my knees after I got prayed for, after I accepted Christ. I started this journey. A week later, on this journey, I found a Source of Light ministry correspondence course laying on the table in a jail cell. It didn't belong to anyone. Don't nobody know how it got there. So I started taking this course. And it was just a simple course. But I started learning, and it fed my hunger. It explained a lot of things about the Word of God. And I got this little piece of paper said, hey, you completed this first course. About a week later, they sent me another course. I have several certificates from that course that I found laying on the table in a jail cell that I have no idea where it come from. Nobody else does either. So when you're praying, and when you're seeking the Lord, and these little things pop up, well, who do we get to give the glory and honor to?
Jesus.
Jesus. That's exactly right. Because from that moment in a jail cell that I got prayed for my salvation, I'm here right now. Amen? So, you know, Jesus can be anywhere, right? He can be in all of our troubles. Right in the middle of them, that's what I like. He'll just pile right up with us and just go right on through it with us. Amen? The devil is a liar.
Amen.
He's here to do his job, kill, steal, and destroy. He'll put separation between us. He'll do anything to aggravate a situation. He'll take advantage of any situation. But we got to be strong enough to stand up and put your foot down and say, whoa, you know, Lord, I just rebuke him in your name. We need to do that. And when we do it, we need to believe what we're doing. Amen? You know, the boldest thing comes to play. I've not been afraid of much in my life. But I learned one time the authority that God has. And that's scary. And what I mean by that, I'm afraid now if I don't do it his way, what'll happen? Because, see, I know the repercussions from not going the way the Lord wants you to go. I do understand that. It gets really tough on you. To be chastened by the Lord is a pretty rough thing. But you know what? We put ourselves in that position. But we also can put ourselves in a position to receive all his glories.
Amen.
All his favors and everything that comes along with that whole package. Amen. The God I serve is awesome. He's just awesome. Come on, church. I like this one right here, too. Lift up your gaze, be lifted up. Heaven's King, to kiss the earth with hope and grace. Sing,
who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty.
Can I get the ushers to come forth right now, please? Father, I would just like to thank you for the offerings today, Heavenly Father. I wish you would just bless each and every individual, Lord God, that gives their tithes and their offerings. And Heavenly Father, bless the cleaners of the church. Bless the people that take care of this business. Bless our sound man, Lord God, because he does an awesome job. I just thank you for that. Bless our praise and worship team, Heavenly Father, for giving their time and practices. Now, Lord God, I ask you to just bless it all in Jesus' name. Amen. Your gaze be lifted up.
sing.
Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty.
Lift up your hands, be lifted up. Bow down at heaven's gate to kiss the feet of hope and grace. Sing,
who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. Who is this King of glory?
Stripes, he was healed. Not he will be healed, but he Amen. Was healed. And we just believe Amen. And agree right in the name of Jesus
Amen.
That he is healed
yes.
in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we're not asking for you to do it. You've already done it.
Hallelujah.
We just agree with Danny that by your stripes, that body, his body, has to be healed, has to be whole, and has to act like you created it to be in the mighty name of Jesus. And everybody said, Amen.
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 Thank you, guys.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.